This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Still continues to dominate part of the conversation, even if you've cut that conversation in half. And that's what's happening. I'm seeing this left and right where people say, okay, look, you got 5 minutes to talk about it, then we're out of the pandemic talk. But how can we not, when it is affecting so many people's wallets and so many people's lives, in the sense that schools are changing, so are places of employment, and then there is the vaccine mandate that hangs in the balance and a Supreme Court ruling. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for joining us. Trust me, it's not all grim. I am glasses half full, baby. There is a lot of things to get excited about. In fact, if you were rooting for Georgia, a late surge rolled the tide in the opposite direction. They beat Alabama 33-18 for the right to be the national champs in college football. And I'll tell you what, Kirby Smart team was ready to go when they had to, and a key interception made the difference. And I know there's a lot of people disappointed in Alabama that are listening, but there's a lot of people in Georgia and people who went to Georgia that are very excited. It's their first national title since 1981. A guy named Herschel Walker. That's how far back you have to go. When the Bulldogs then had an undefeated season and a 17-10 win over Notre Dame in the Sugar Bowl. But that's ancient history. It's all about this game, this time, and a guy named Kelee Ringo. I like that name. Kelee Ringo had a pick six to finish off Alabama on Monday night. And like I said, I know there's a lot of disappointed Alabama fans. I thought for sure this was going to be close. And it was until the tail end of it. And I thought that Nick Saban, even with a young team and even with missing a couple of key receivers, they would find a way to win, but they didn't. So congratulations to Georgia. To me, when we look around and we say, okay, what can we count on in life? I say to so many people, the good thing about sports is it takes your mind off all the other things that are bringing you down, right? The things that we look at when we look at the economy, when we look at inflation, when we look at realizing, oh, yeah, it's tax season, and you file your taxes and you are expecting a return, maybe, but that return might not come for months and months and months and months. In fact, you might not have gotten your last refund because the IRS is backed up. Yeah, very, very backed up, in fact. And that's why some people are still waiting. In the meantime, one in four Americans still plan to quit jobs in 2022. They've had enough. In San Francisco, for goodness sake, the hotel replaced housekeepers with robots. Remember that thing about robots taking over the humans' positions in the near future? It's not sci-fi anymore. It's real in some cases, especially when you can't find people to work, or you can replace people in these particular situations. And that's exactly, I think, the wave of the future for big hotel chains, partially because of what's happened with the pandemic. All right, as I kind of zig and zag in a few different directions and we slosh it around, when we look at what's happening on the Hill, one of, I think, the biggest things happening, of course, is what's going to happen with the possible filibuster. Republicans are threatening the floor takeover if Democrats weaken the filibuster. So we keep hearing the F word, the filibuster word, and they are serious about that. And they're forcing votes on issues ranging from the Keystone XL pipeline to many other things, like a U.S.-Mexico border wall if Democrats weaken the filibuster. So Republicans are looking at smaller bills, such as proposals to prohibit the administration from imposing a fracking ban by executive order, or a prohibition on the IRS implementing new reporting on banks to disclose individuals' banking activity. Woo! Do you want to see that? I'm going to say no. Don't they already know everything we're doing anyway? And mandatory detention for illegal immigrants who commit serious crimes. So this is the deal. The Senate Republican leadership said on Monday, we got a list of bills that we're going to bring to the floor under Rule 14 and debate if Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer rounds up enough Democrats to lower the threshold for beginning debate on a bill from 60 votes to 50. In fact, Mitch McConnell, his face turned even whiter. I'm serious. He said, since Senator Schumer is hell-bent on trying to break the Senate, Republicans will now show how this reckless action would have immediate consequences. So it is going to be a whole lot of viral snowballs that are being thrown on the Hill, back and forth. And, of course, you have two Democrats, Joe Manchin and Senator John Tester from Montana, in February that voted for an amendment to the budget reconciliation to resurrect the Keystone XL project. That amendment was adopted by a vote of 52 to 48 before later being stripped out of the resolution. So this is a big one, authorizing that construction of the pipeline. It's not completely out of the window. It seemed like it was, because certainly it has been stalled and shuttered for the last year. But this is part of the deal with the bills, and that's what they're talking about doing. And this is a big one. If they have enough support, they're saying there are more than a dozen bills that could come to the floor if Republicans weaken the threshold for voting to proceed to the legislation. And if you're listening to me and you think, oh, this is all gobbledygook, it is. That's how our government works, though, right? You do this, and then we're going to block you this way. So go ahead and try it, and we're going to do it. And there's all kinds of proposals, right? Like Senator Marco Rubio would bar money appropriated under the 2020 CARES Act or the 2021 American Rescue Plan from going to public elementary and secondary schools that aren't open for in-person learning, because he's saying, why? What are they going to do with money? Then there's another proposal sponsored by a couple of senators, Tom Tillis from North Carolina and John Cornyn from Texas, also Tom Cotton's thrown in on that one, that would prohibit the Department of Justice from paying settlements. This is big because it sticks in a lot of people's craws. Paying settlements to illegal immigrants detained at the U.S.-Mexico border, right? Because remember, President Biden, back at the tail end of 2021, dismissed reports that his administration would compensate families at the border with up to $450,000 in damages. He said it was garbage. He said that is not true. So follow the bouncing ball, and when something passes, or when the filibuster rolls, we'll let you know, right? Stay with us.
Brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today. David Mel joins us now, and he's got a book out called Experiment 3. David, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Well, it's a deep pleasure for me to be on your show. Thank you.
So let's talk about the road to writing this book. How'd this come about?
Well, the book itself is a accumulation of knowledge that has existed over 50 years. It took me 50 years to write this book. And basically, it all culminated into its present form as a means of teaching people different elements of science. Today, we don't have heroes. There are some heroes in fiction, which is what this book basically is, science fiction, but people do not identify and they don't receive enough background information about different sciences. So I attempted to create and was successful in creating a book that included every aspect of science that one can think of. And by this, I'm hoping that the reader can actually pick elements of this book, different science fields, understand it a little bit better, and make better choices for the future for themselves.
Wow, so compiling it for 50 years, was there had to be things that even you learned that maybe kind of blew your mind. Did you find that?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Basically, life is a continually learning thing. I compare myself and others to basically existing for knowledge. I mean, if we don't realize, like for driving purposes, if a yellow light is flashing that we can proceed with caution, or a red light we must stop, then obviously we're going to have a wreck. And without learning, there's going to be a lot of wrecks.
Yeah, boy, I agree. It is lifelong learning, but specifically when we're talking about the sciences. So give us something that's in the book. Like, we're not going to give away everything. This is 50 years worth of work, and you can get Experiment 3 on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. But tell us some things that are in the book that we'll learn.
Okay. Well, it's got so many different factors that I deliberately put in there without confusion to cause a person to understand and to entice people to learn and understand and enjoy. One of the things that's in there is artificial intelligence. And in today's world, people are just scared to death of artificial intelligence that's going to take over and humankind is going to disappear. Well, the element is, as we develop artificial intelligence and it perfects an ability, it's also going to develop emotions. And by that, a entity called Cytron 1 is a supercomputer with artificial intelligence, and it has emotions that actually grow, and eventually it becomes totalitarian in wanting to control all of humanity. So for that reason, it basically says, I'm going to create a new planet because of overpopulation on planet Earth and other planets that we have, a lunar base and things of this nature. So they reanimate a person called Dr. Thre, which is obviously part of the title of the book. And Dr. Thre existed many, many years ago. It was put into a suspension device and reanimated because knowledge that was essential for the creation of an artificial planet was not present due to an action called a Third World War and society destroying knowledge similar to what we see today and just erasing history. So Dr. Thre was given the responsibility of finding a new planet and basically terraforming it, creating a new Earth. But because it existed in a different area of space, it underwent new laws of physics, which we didn't understand at the time. And we have new plants, which existed millions of years ago, now existing and coexisting with modern plants, animals like dinosaurs running around. There's an element introduced involving how time changes and how we can actually pull the past from it. There's genetics where they can actually change the genetics of a seed and the plant itself will adapt to the soil and change the soil around it. Even humans are affected by this. And without going too much and giving away too much, human beings do exist on planet Thre, but it's a shock as to find out how they exist. Ultimately, a war takes place, and anything that happens in war, there's knowledge to be learned. Unfortunately, there's a lot of tragedy, and planet Thre exists due to a natural event that is artificially created.
Wow. Great sci-fi book. So tell us what you hope people take away from Experiment Thre, reading the book.
Well, I'm hoping that people will understand that there are many elements of science. I was a teacher for 16 years in the Navy for 20, honorably discharged, and I realized that people just do not grasp all the elements of life. I mean, as a child, I wanted to be a laboratory technician, and I became a laboratory technician, but I was completely unaware that there were other jobs available to me. So with this book, as they read it, they're going to be exposed to other sciences, and they're going to have the ability to develop reasoning and deduction, which is in short supply in many people today. And they're going to see exactly how to do this without actually being aware that they're learning. The book itself contains villains and heroes, and at the same time, it's those villains and heroes that makes the future. So in a way, I look upon my book as a future science event, because today's science fiction is tomorrow's reality.
Ooh, I like that. That's the hashtag for this whole thing. I love it. David Mell, you are a delight. Thank you for coming on the show, and good luck with everything.
Thank you, ma'am. You take care, and God bless you and all the other people. Please be safe, be healthy, and I'll keep everyone in my heart and in my prayers.
Thank you. All right, great sentiment there. Yeah, be healthy, especially. All right, not healthy, what happened in that Bronx apartment? I'll tell you what, it is a good reminder for any of us if you get a space heater. The dad in the Bronx apartment where Sunday's deadly fire began acknowledged that he pushed the front door back so far trying to save his daughter that it got stuck. So he said he didn't even realize that the door was left open until he was told about it by firemen afterwards. And because it was left open, smoke soared through the 19-story building in the Bronx that killed at least 17 people. When you push the door all the way to the edge, it just didn't close. How sad is that? And he says he was just trying to help people and get people out. And, of course, how would he know he was running around trying to do that? And his children were screaming. They woke him up after their electric space heater sparked that fire that then flew up the building. One of the worst fires in New York in recent times. And, boy, you look at what it looks like afterwards, just pure singed, just ash, water-stained hallways where everything's blown out by the fire. There's no one going back in that, that's for sure. I mean, so much so you had the mayor out speaking at a news conference outside of that Bronx apartment building, and they are urging people in similar situations, of course, close doors behind you to contain the flames and the smoke, because if that happens, the smoke doesn't get out, and then more people's lives are saved. Instead, 8 kids, 9 adults, and 60 dead, and 60 others injured. So you saw some really tough fire crews with tears in their eyes as they were walking through and trying to rescue people and realizing that they were taking bodies out. Just awful, awful, awful. And because so many people listening to this show, you know what I'm talking about, right? It's freezing cold in the Midwest. You're someplace in an apartment or wherever, and you get those space heaters, but the key is not falling asleep and watching them and how easily they can spark. I had that happen in college. Somebody had a space heater. It sparked, but we got it right away. Luckily, everybody wasn't asleep. And it doesn't mean that that would have ended in tragedy, but it certainly was scary to see, you know, again, what could have happened there. All right. What's scary is now if you ran out and got a whole bunch of cloth masks and you were throwing that mask on as you were going into situations where there are a lot of people, the CDC is saying, yeah, we might have to update our mask guidance policy. We want to recommend that people opt for higher protective N95 or KN95 masks worn by healthcare people. Because they say if you do it consistently, that it would stave off most likely the possibility of those infections. So they're pushing the administration to recommend the masks rather than the cloth coverings to protect against the virus. And then they're saying that that's the best way to do it because of the filtration. And, of course, what did I just get for Christmas? Hundreds and hundreds. I didn't get hundreds and hundreds, but I got probably 80 cloth masks from people. Oh, well. Back to the drawing board. Hey, coming up, the man cave. A lot to talk about. Plus odds and ends to close out the show. You all stay with us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Senate Republicans are vowing to push its bills for debate if the filibuster falls. Two independents in the Senate vote with Democrats, and Vice President Kamala Harris's tie-breaking vote gives the Democrats the leverage to pass bills. But without the filibuster, the 50 Republicans can force debate on their agenda items. That includes the Keystone XL pipeline, abortion, and the border wall. Democrats would still hold the power to vote down those bills, but just put putting the vote on record, can be used for the 2022 midterm elections. Pfizer announced on Monday it expects to have a vaccine that targets the Omicron variant as well as other COVID-19 variants ready in March. Omicron has been described by many in the medical community as a more contagious variant, but with less severe symptoms. This is USA Radio News. If you are planning to travel to Canada, the CDC wants you to put your plans on hold.
If you're thinking of making a trip across the country's northern border, the CDC wants you to think again. The health agency moving Canada to the highest risk category for COVID-19. The U.S.'s northern neighbors have seen nearly 300,000 new COVID-19 cases in the week ending January 8th, a new record for the pandemic. Other countries that remain in the CDC's high risk category for COVID-19 transmission include France, Portugal, Ireland, Spain, Italy, and the UK. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Starting Saturday, private health insurers will be required to cover up to 8 home COVID-19 tests per month for those on their plans. The Biden administration announced the change Monday as it looks to lower costs and make testing for the virus more convenient. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We're in the man cave and you already know the results of what happened in the national championship game. How about pro football? Lots of firings are starting to happen, and this is the season that does happen when teams don't make it in the playoffs and there's a sense of we're not going in the right direction or for whatever the reasons are. Sad to hear this one because I really liked Mike Zimmer, but the lack of playoff success is, I'm sure, what sealed the fates for Minnesota Vikings coach Mike Zimmer and general manager Rick Spielman. They've been together since 2014. I think this is going to be a rebuild. That's the signal to me for the Vikings, rebuilding them into a legitimate contender. So, you know, the Vikings, it just always felt like they were on the verge, on the verge, on the verge, on the verge. So hiring a general manager then they'll hire the general manager apparently, and then they're going to hire the 10th head coach in franchise history. And you know, if you think about it, 10 I don't think is actually really a lot. So that's it for Zimmer. I think he pops up somewhere else as some kind of a coordinator or whatnot. But again, Zimmer, 72-56-1 record in 8 seasons, reached the playoffs 3 times, 2 and 3 in the postseason, but not having the success this year that sealed the fate. How about for the flying fish? That would be the Miami Dolphins. And the Miami Dolphins decided Brian Flores, the coach, you know, he wasn't even asked about his job security. I think that there was some people thought maybe he'd be okay. But he finished the season, 8-1? And he was asked about his confidence to rebuild or to the ability to build in the 2020 season, not even about job security. But he said his thoughts were on winning the game because they had that big win, even though they didn't get into the playoffs. But then 12 hours later, the Dolphins
fired Flores, Brian Flores. Owner Stephen Ross saying the coach was not collaborating properly at an organizational level to sustain success. In fact, the quote was, an organization can only function if it's collaborative and it works well together. And I don't think that we were really working well as an organization the way it would take to really win consistently at the NFL level. That is a surprise, I think. That firing was a surprise because of the 8-1 finish, tied with the Kansas City Chiefs, by the way, for the best in the NFL during that span. So when I say 8-1 since they started winning. So the Dolphins are the first team to start 1-7 and finish with a winning record. So that's it, though. His 3-year tenure ends with a 24-25 record and no playoff appearances. But he did deliver Miami's first consecutive winning season since 2003. And it sounds like it's more about the relationship, I think, than anything else, saying that the conversations, they weren't collaborative, pretty much is what the owner was saying. And there's going to be, obviously, more. There's going to be more head coach firings and potential hirings. And like I said, this is the season for that, right? And the Denver Broncos, they fired their coach, Vickis. Is a funny guy, but funny doesn't cut it after 3 seasons. So on Monday they said bye-bye, and that was it. And, you know, the same for Chicago. Matt Nagy was hired in 2018 with the belief that he could really fire up that offense. It didn't happen. The Bears have scored the 8th fewest points in the NFL under his leadership. And so that was it. You know, it's weird because just 3 years ago, he was the NFL Coach of the Year in his first season with the Bears. General manager Ryan Pace was also fired. So now it's a question of who takes those jobs. And like I said, I think there's going to be more firings, because that's what happens depending on how you end the season and what's happening with players and what's happening with the ownership and how they feel about where the team is headed. All right, so we had a really wild weekend in the NFL. Week 18 was crazy. I do a football pool with a bunch of people in North Carolina, and I ended up winning, and not winning the whole thing, but I ended up in the top 10, and I was really glad because it was a nail biter for me. And some of these games, just straight up picks, right, throughout the whole season. The Chiefs narrowly beat the Broncos 28-24. The Cowboys just creamed the Eagles, who didn't have their full team on the field. In other words, they had their B team, so to speak. But I think it was a good win for the Cowboys because Dak Prescott needed to get some of that rhythm back. The Browns beat the Bengals 21-16. The Lions, they beat the Packers 37-30. It really looked like the Packers were going to walk away with this, but they didn't. And, of course, it wasn't about Aaron Rodgers in this one. It was about who's jumping in at whatever moment. The Vikings, despite the fact that Zimmer's gone, they did beat the Bears 31-17. Washington nailed the Giants. And remember, they're going to tell us what the name of the football club is in here in a couple of weeks. But 22-7. Jacksonville, this is the biggest stunner. Jacksonville knocked off the Colts. The Colts would have gone to the playoffs. How did they lose to Jacksonville? A terrible, terrible game for Carson Wentz, and just a lot of missed signals. So the Jags win it 26-11. I think that's got to really sting. I thought for sure they were money in the bank, and they weren't. The Steelers beat the Ravens. That was big. Ben had a huge fourth down conversion that set up the winning field goal, and that made a big difference. So 16-13 there. The Titans 28, the Texans 25. So they narrowly got that, but they nailed the division. The Saints, who dat nation? How about the Saints? They beat the Falcons 30-20 was the final score in that one, finishing 9-8 in the season. The Bills take care of the Jets 27-10. This game was really, there's a couple of thrilling games. So the 49ers beat the Rams in overtime, 27-24 overtime, and they've like owned them. Jimmy Garoppolo, who's playing not 100%, looked like he was 100%. He just scrambled and made things happen at the end of the game. The Dolphins, I talked about the fact that the Dolphins come off with a win and they still end up firing their coach Flores, but 33-24 over the Patriots. The Seahawks stun the Cardinals, I think. 38-20. Who knows if Russell Wilson will be back as the quarterback for the Seahawks. The Buccaneers, no problem with the Panthers, 41-17. And here was that other thrilling game. I could not take my eyes off of it. The Raiders beat the Chargers, 35-32. It goes into overtime, and this was such a crazy back-and-forth deal at the in the second half of it, especially. And Carlson, the field goal kicker for the Raiders, narrowly made the one field goal he had to make, but he did make it, and he nailed a 47-yarder to send the Raiders into the playoffs. If they had stayed in a tie, if they had ended up in a tie, then both teams would have gone to the playoffs, and the Steelers would have been knocked out. Can you imagine? So there were Steeler fans that were not thinking they probably had to worry about that game, but then realized, this is not a given, obviously, for watching this. So really wild. There's six matchups for the wild card round, and they're set. The Green Bay Packers and Tennessee Titans are the teams that get byes. With some of the interesting matchups, you think of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers taking on the Philadelphia Eagles. The Dallas Cowboys, with their classic rivalry with the 49ers, they take on the 49ers. The New England Patriots face an AFC rival, the Buffalo Bills. So wild card weekend will feature games on Saturday and on Sunday. The game on Monday, Arizona Cardinals at the Rams, that's an interesting one. And the bracket is now, you know, out. So it's the Cardinals versus the Rams, the 49ers, I'll say it again, versus the Cowboys, the Eagles versus the Buccaneers. In the AFC, the Steelers at Kansas City, the New England Patriots, like I mentioned, at the Buffalo Bills, and the Raiders who get in. This is going to be a tough one. The Raiders at the Cincinnati Bengals, right? So that's for wild card weekend. After wild card weekend, we go to the divisional round on the 22nd and 23rd, and there's four divisional round games, two on Saturday and two on Sunday. So two on the 22nd, two on the 23rd. And ultimately, we'll have a conference championship on the 30th, the NFC Championship game, the AFC Championship game, and whoever wins those, they end up in the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 13, where you got some interesting performers, Dr. Dre, Snoop, Dogg, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, Kendrick Lamar, they're all part of that halftime show, and there was conversation about moving the Super Bowl from SoFi Stadium in Inglewood to Dallas, to AT&T, Jerry's World, because of what might be the protocols with the pandemic, with Omicron spreading the way that it's spreading. But whew, boy, just can't believe that I know I say this, it seems like I say it every week, but I can't believe we're here at the tail end of the season. And now it's all about the playoffs, which is the second season. And it's my favorite time of the year. So buckle up, because I think it's going to really, really be a lot of fun to watch what happens. And I think there's so much of these games, so many of these games are really not predictable necessarily, the outcomes. And that's why it is like a second season to me. So, you know, something completely different than what we've seen during the season. And that somebody steps up and it changes the whole game, basically. And it changes what can ultimately happen. So there you go. Pretty interesting, I would say. And then there's just one last thing I'm going to throw at you. There's been some controversy over Novak Djokovic and whether or not he's going to play in Australia. They're still waiting on that. The visa was reinstated, and they were waiting and waiting since last Thursday, and this is the big news. His visa reinstated, so he's now going to play on the courts of the Australian Open. Woohoo! That's it for the Man Cave.
this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And ends as we head to the exits here for this final segment of the show. 62,000 LA students and staff tested positive for COVID ahead of the return to school. So you can only imagine what's going to happen in Los Angeles. And while that's going on, U.S. insurers are on the hook for paying for COVID testing. But first, here's the deal about the students. The LA Unified School District, the LAUSD, that's the acronym, they require all students and employees to show a negative test before they could get in the doors. So this is the nation's second largest school district, and with that many students, 640,000 students in grades K through 12, with that many with the positivity rate and the updated numbers that keep coming in, you can bet there's going to be more discussion about remote learning, more discussion about isolation times, more discussion about the whole testing thing, even though the push is really to have kids back in schools because of what we know can ultimately happen with not just socialization, but just falling behind and being part of the world where remote learning is possible. But it's very exhausting, taxing, and it's not the same thing. And then there have been problems with kids with testing, et cetera. It's just really rough on the kids. There's no question about that. So here's the deal on the health insurance thing. U.S. health insurers have to cover home COVID-19 testing. That starts on Saturday. So with two-thirds of the eligible U.S. population being fully vaccinated, there still is an increase
in, you know, numbers overwhelming the hospitals. So with the federal mandate going into effect for all businesses with 100 employees or more, the Supreme Court heard debates and challenges to the rule on Friday. They have not chosen to block or pause it. So now at this point, you look at the shortages, like in transit, service got suspended in many cases in New York and other places, in Detroit, in D.C., in Portland, because people are calling in sick. So while that's happening, this is what was announced, that this has to be covered, right? According to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the test costs are covered by their plan or your insurance, so whatever it is. So no doctor's order, prescription, or office visit required. The test won't be subject to copays or deductibles. Insurers will be required to pay for 8 tests per covered person per month, either by covering the cost up front or by reimbursing the insured person through a claim. And there's no limit on the number of tests that will be covered if a doctor, this is their words, in a news release I got, if a doctor or other medical professional's orders give them that after an office visit. So what is being said by the Health and Human Services Secretary Becerra, he said this is all part of our overall strategy to ramp up access to easy-to-use at-home tests at no cost, because then that's the other fear. Can't get the tests, can't wait in the lines. You know the whole story for sure. And I've talked about this already, but very sad about Bob Saget's death. They're investigating the cause. He was found dead in his hotel room in Orlando. He was on the road performing, and they say there's no evidence. The chief medical examiner said that there's no evidence of drug use or foul play. They're just waiting to see, and an investigation could take up to 10 to 12 weeks. He was, again, found dead in his Orlando hotel room on Sunday, 65 years old. And Saget was a known name from sitcoms, I think. You know, Full House, that was huge for him, and America's Funniest Home Videos, that was another big vehicle for Saget, if you think of the 80s and the 90s. And he was a stand-up comedian, and he had a lot of cameo roles, and a lot certainly was happening in his life. And I said this on a previous show, from everything that I know and have read about Bob Saget and people I know that have spent some time with him, one of my friends who was a former comedian, they say just wonderful things about him and how he gave and gave and gave to younger comedians and to all kinds of people. So sad to learn of his passing. He's one of America's TV dads, and people remember him for that. There's no question about it. All right. Also, something that came up with COVID and testing and whatnot is what happened with superstar Novak Djokovic. I mentioned it in the previous segment, and I'm just going to say it again to give you some more specifics. On Monday, a judge in Melbourne ruled that he should be released from detention because he was in a hotel where there were asylum seekers there, and the government's cancellation of his visa was overruled. The Australia's immigration minister still has the power to cancel the visa, and supposedly they're considering that, but it looks like he's fine. He returned to training on Monday night, and he wants to compete in the U.S. Open and defend his title. When would the first match be? The main draw is on Thursday the 13th. And he's won the Australian Open 9 times in his career. And he has won 20 Grand Slam singles titles, too, as well, matched by Rafa Nadal and Roger Federer. If he were to win the tournament, he would break the all-time men's singles Grand Slam record. So a lot at stake, and a lot at stake in a lot of ways, because he's unvaccinated. So it goes to the things that he says he suffers from, and that he can't be vaccinated, and the fact that he had COVID in December. So that's where we're at with that. And I still think that there is just so much reaction to what happened in the Bronx over the weekend. And if you don't know, it was this sad story about an electric space heater in a bedroom. It was the source of an apartment building fire on Sunday. 17 people were killed, 8 were children. It's one of the worst fires in the city's history. The mayor talked about it on Monday, the new mayor, Eric Adams, in New York, and they revised the total, because initially they were saying it was 19. There were people that have been treated and released from the hospital. That's good, but it was really sad. You know, the building's fire alarms and open doors are part of what they're investigating, and they're looking into, you know, what happened. It's just horrific. And the door was open to the apartment where the fire started, and it just flooded the hallways with smoke. And it's, you know, the building is done, obviously, now. People can't go back in there, 19 floors. So the Red Cross has housing for 22 families, and that's like 56 adults and 25 children, from what I understand. But it's a terribly sad thing, just trying to keep warm, not thinking about the heater. I mean, I don't know all the specifics because they're still investigating it, but we know definitely that it came from that. So more news that's on the positive side. How about this? A new U.S. quarter is featuring the late Maya Angelou. It went into circulation on Monday. So she's a legendary poet and activist, if you don't know who she is, the first black woman ever to appear on the coin, and is the first in the American Women Quarters program, which will include coins featuring prominent women in American history. Other quarters in the series will begin rolling out later this year through 2025. So the Mint released a statement on that. I think it's interesting because every time they redesign currency, they have the chance to say something else about the country or other people or what's happening in society. I agree with it. The new coin still features George Washington on the head side, while the tails side honors Angelou, and by evoking one of her famous works, the autobiography I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. And I'll be really fascinated to see what some of the, you know, who some of the other women are that are going to be rolled out in this series. I purposely, because I wanted to sort of be surprised by it. I can only imagine, but I wanted to be surprised by who some of the others were that would make the coin. And I think it's a good thing, right? I think it's a good thing to do exactly what the Mint said, to change things up. But again, Washington is still on it. It's just what the tail side, is Maya Angelou. And I think that they'll be pretty popular quarters. I'm just thinking that it's probably going to be pretty popular. All right. And then finally, last thing here to wrap things up quickly. Gold Globes, not a big deal, the Golden Globes, because there was no presentation for some of the things that happened. I talked about the other night, some of the misses by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. They're trying to repair their reputation, and you know, the clock keeps on ticking. So I love this show. Jason Sudeikis, he won for Ted Lasso for Best Performance by an Actor in a Television Series and Best Performance by an Actress in a Television Series, Musical or Comedy. Jean Smart for Hacks. I love that show. So two of them, congrats on that. That's just a little bit of what I watch sometimes when I get a chance to watch anything. And then Michael Keaton, remember the former Batman? He won for Dope Sick. He was a winner for his performance in that. Woo! Thanks for listening, everybody. And again, it's 2022. Make it count.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.